USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats unveiling formal articles of impeachment against President Trump. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler saying that the president's being charged with two, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a very solemn day. Republicans calling it a very bad day, too, but for different reasons.
They still go forward with impeachment, not because there's evidence, which is what the constitutional standard should be, but because they're afraid he will get reelected.
That's U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise. House Speaker Pelosi also saying a deal to move forward with the USMCA trade agreement has been struck with the White House. Pelosi saying it's better than what was originally presented to Congress by the administration. It would replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
New Zealand authorities revising the death toll in the eruption of a volcano on Monday. The sixth person died at a hospital earlier today, while eight others remain missing and presumed dead. The New Zealand National Police Deputy Commissioner John Tim says,
I would strongly suggest that there is no one that has survived on the island.
Frigid cold air moving through the central and eastern U.S. now. Forecasters say the extremely cold Arctic blast will dip down into the northern and central plains through late today and into the Great Lakes and Midwest. The wind chill in some areas could reach 25 below zero. Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson has died at 61. She passed away yesterday after a 17-year battle with cancer. The 80s duo had hits with The Look, Joyride, and It Must Have Been Love. Remember, you can always find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Public health companies and LGBTQ groups are asking Facebook to remove misleading ads about HIV prevention medication. The ads, which link to law firms and ongoing lawsuits, play up the possibility of FDA-approved medication causing kidney failure and bone density problems. Advocacy groups are concerned the ads could scare people away from treatment. Facebook says its fact-checkers haven't found any falsehoods with the ads. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to bagged salads. The agency is advising not to eat or sell fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. Have you got that? Yes, fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. The salads start with lot code Z. They have a best before date up to and including December 7th. The CDC says eight infections have been reported in at least three states. And the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police Department says a narcotics team was tracking a package on Saturday, executed a search warrant to pick it up after it was delivered, and sure enough, it turned out to be an air fryer, but it was carrying 20 pounds of meth. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.